Right now, Sean's in Maria's hot seat.
Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
With itsforwomen.ie. Time to own it.
Right, Sean, time to own the telly. What's going on this week?
I'm
going to
own it. So, first things first, The Young Offenders. So after weeks of us talking about it, I know it was on BBC Three, which obviously isn't available in Ireland for the last couple of weeks. So tonight, The Young Offenders Season 2, Episode 1 is on RTE 2 at 9:30.
Yeah, 9:30.
I thought it was going to be 9:35 because you know the way they do that, but it's 9:30.
Yeah, it was great. We caught up last week with the cast of The Young Offenders. We were chatting to Chris and Alex and Hillary,
who, by the way, Chris and Alex in particular, do not sound like they're obviously from Cork, but they do not sound anything like their characters do. The accents are incredible, so you should listen to them talking in real life, and then hear, like, listen. Obviously, you know their accents from Young Offenders.
Is Alex from Cork?
Yes, I think they're...
He doesn't sound Cork at all, whereas...
isn't he from Blackrock in Cork?
Chris sounds a little bit Cork.
I think they're both from Cork, and I think they're both from around, like, the Blackrock area.
Yeah, they were saying that in
Ballincollig,
well,
Duncan
yeah.
area.
Anyway, you lads from the area don't sound like I'm from Limerick.
No, you don't at all.
So, we actually got to see episode 1 and 2, Dermot, so it's quite good.
It is very funny, yeah. The first series, the first episode of the new series kicks off with Jock, Chris's character, who is facing into the prospect of fatherhood. Very funny.
So that's very good. At the same time on RTE1, right? So RTE are starting a week of a climate week. It's climate week on RTE1, right? So it's to match up with Science Week. So every night at 9:35 on RTE1, they're going to have a different documentary about how will we survive the climate crisis and what we need to do. And they do lots of stuff. So obviously you have the standard stuff, like they're going to look at renewable energies and stuff like that. But one of the things that they are doing is looking at how the agricultural sector is going to need to change the way it does stuff in order to combat the climate crisis. And I think that's really good because I think a lot of people who are farmers who work in the agricultural sector, why do I keep saying sector? sector, they kind of feel a little bit left behind. So I feel like one of their...
The fingers are pointed a lot at the agricultural sector going, if we all stopped eating meat, then the energy crisis would be over.
And it's all your farting cows.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do if you make your living from farming cows?
These are people with jobs and livelihood, and they're not going to just stop what they do. So they just need to think of ways to do stuff. So I think that'll be one of them. So it starts tonight with How Will Ireland Survive 2050? So it's going to look at the extreme global weather, and obviously with rising tides and extreme weather fronts coming in, how are Ireland going to combat that? So I think it'll actually be really, really interesting. So it's across the week if you're into that kind of
and
stuff.
And speaking of the weather, we will be talking to Alan from Carlow Weather in about 20 minutes' time to find out whether or not we're going to have snow this week.
They reckon there's going to be one cataclysmic weather event in the next 50 years, which could put a lot of Dublin underwater.
Yeah.
So
that's what tonight's one will focus on.
Tell you the property tax I'm paying if it goes underwater now.
Close to the beach there, Dave.
Dermot's on a hill, fine.
Your smoke pics will be from your bed. As the sea washes in your front door.
I'll be boating across your dry land.
So then, Tuesday night at 9 o'clock on Sky One, there's this new show called Straight Talking. It's done by a guy called Ant Middleton. So has anybody ever seen the show SAS, Special Forces?
Yes.
So it's a really good show. It's basically where they bring loads of people up into the Alps in France and they train them SAS style and they do all these really grueling tasks. But your man who is behind the show and he's the head guy in it, he's really terrifying. His name is Ant Middleton and he puts them all through their grueling, you know, challenges. Well, basically, he's starting a new interview show and he's going to be interviewing famous people, but not on a couch. He's going to be bringing them out, doing these grueling tasks and excursions.
Right.
And during the time, he'll be chatting to them.
Hasn't Bear Grylls done this very thing?
Yes, he has. But he's going to add this kind of
thing. I would say Bear Grylls has done it, but it's probably a little bit less extreme than what Ant's going to do. If based on it at the SAS TV show, if it's anything like that, like you'd be putting Barack Obama, they'd be on his hands and knees puking in the corner going, you know what I mean?
So his first star is Liam Payne. And he talks about becoming a father. And he says it was a bit mental, the whole thing, because obviously he had a daughter with, or a son with Cheryl, who was his mentor in X Factor. And then, you know, 10 years later, he was engaged to her or going out with her and having a kid with her. So he talks about all that. So that'd be kind of interesting. That's tomorrow night, 9 o'clock on Sky One. Over to the streaming services then. So there's a Maradona documentary come to Netflix this week.
All right.
So this will be kind of cool. So it's a docuseries, and Diego Maradona goes to a cartel in... some part of, I think it's Colombia.
Oh, so it's not about Diego Maradona, he's presenting it.
No, he's involved in it. So he basically goes to this local football team that are being diminished because of local crime and loads of other stuff happening in the region, and he goes to step in and try to save them.
Why? Because he's like, I know these guys. We've done some business in the past. Yeah, so I get you a discount.
I think he's using his past experiences to go in and help this team. And
a very quick Diego Maradona anecdote I saw the other day is he's recently taken over managing a team in Argentina, and famously he played for Boca Juniors, and it was a game between the new team he's managing against his old team Boca Juniors, and he went down to sit down like at the dugout, except he didn't sit down in the dugout. He had a throne brought out and put at the side of the pitch, and he sat in it. His team won, I think, 4-0. And at the end, there was a massive standing ovation. He went over and he signed his throne, and it was given away to someone. He's literally on another level, lads.
I think that'll be good. So it comes to Netflix on Wednesday. And then I have two movies of the week, right? So I hate to break it to you people, but anything coming to Netflix between now and Christmas, movie related, is Christmas films, right?
Yes.
And
don't
I
say hated.
No, look, it's still a little bit too early. I know we've like The Irishman and stuff to come, but the majority of the stuff is Christmas, right? So there's a movie that landed last Friday. It's called Let It Snow, right? This is more of your kind of lighthearted comedy drama type of thing. So it's a snowstorm hits a small town in America on Christmas Eve, bringing together a group of high school students. They soon find their friendships and love lives colliding on Christmas morning.
Dave, this is just Christmas Breakfast Club.
Literally my favourite thing in the world. I'm already tuned into this.
So it's quite good. It has, you know, the in Spider-Man, you know, his best friend that's the kind of heavy guy.
Yeah.
He's one of the main characters, and he's obviously really funny.
You know it's a good movie when the top actor is, you know, the guy who's the best friend of the guy in the Spider-Man
but
movie.
He's really good in Spider-Man.
I'm a huge fan.
He's one of the main characters, and he's quite funny. And then just another movie that's come onto Netflix that's not Christmas related, but I think it's really good. It's Spotlight. It's obviously the story of the Boston Globe uncovering all the sexual abuse scandals in the Catholic Church. So that's one film that's really good.
Oh yes, and I did watch that.
And the best part about that film is obviously what it uncovered, but it's not too long. It's like perfect timing. I think it's over in like 2 hours, 15 minutes, which is good for a movie.
Unlike The Irishman, which is three and a half hours long.
I haven't seen it. I was the one complaining about the length, but people who've seen it said it's incredible.
And last but not least, can I just recommend, I know Emer said it the day that it was coming on board, but I've actually been watching it, and The Morning Show on Apple TV, right? It's absolutely brilliant.
Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon,
and Steve Carell. It's really, really good. It's one of those shows that the storyline is just brilliant. I've after paying $4.99 for Apple TV just to watch it.
Wow.
When there's no other content on it, I have to pay €14 for the Diego Maradona documentary, so you don't even get movies with it. But it's really, really good, and the storyline is absolutely brilliant.
Sean, thank you very much for standing in Maria's shoes. It's Dermot and Dave on Today FM.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.
With itsforwomen.ie. Don't live your life on hope.